Hello, friends. Your home is so much more than four walls. It's capable of supporting you through the ebbs and flows of life, flowing new opportunities, prosperity, and abundance your way. Each week here at Your Home Alchemist, I'll help you uplift your life by working with your home using feng shui, biophilia, earth medicine, the seasons of the year, and the zodiac energies. Happy New Year! I hope you had a great one. Are you making any resolutions? Lots of people are making resolutions right now. And the popular ones I've seen are dry January, eating healthy, and working out. This is the perfect time to make a resolution to create a home full of uplifted energy and one that supports you through the ebbs and flows of life. We spend so much time in our home, so why not make it a priority this year? For easy tips that you can apply to any home, follow me over on the socials. I'm on Threads, Instagram, and Facebook. These tips apply whether you live in a home, an apartment, condo, a mobile home, any home. So be sure to listen in on weekly on this podcast and subscribe to it. Now let's dive into some tips you can start doing right now. Small indecisions lead to overwhelm and fatigue. So try not to be a, I'll do it later, or I'll get to that eventually when it comes to small decisions around your home. Replace those burnt out lights. When lights are burnt out, you feel depleted. This includes one burnt out light bulb in a multi-light bulb fixture. So for me, every time I replace a burnt out bulb, the compliments come flooding in. It's like putting a spotlight on me. I love it. Your entry welcomes auspicious chi into your home. Now, chi is life force energy, so keep it clutter-free and red carpet ready by giving it a good sweep. And sweep it often. Are you a new year, new me type of person? Bring that new me forward by cleaning out your closet. Let go of anything that doesn't represent who you're becoming. Clothes that don't fit, ones that you don't like anymore, or that you don't wear, frumpy, worn out, get rid of all of them and start fresh with the person that you want to become. The center of your home affects all the other areas of your home, so keep it clean, organized, and if possible, put some fresh flowers here weekly. Flowers are high vibrational, and that vibration will radiate throughout your whole home. All those just-in-case items that you have around tend to drain our energy. It represents a constant concern of not having enough. Research has shown that looking at nature, even photos of nature, is good for our hearts. It reduces stress and makes us feel good. So get some plants in your home, get some pictures of plants up, flowers, trees. If you're an ocean lover like I am, put those up. It just makes us feel so good. When you're offered a compliment, don't interrupt that flow of generous energy by saying, oh, it was just cheap, or I just threw it on. Acknowledge that compliment energy with gratitude, because that is generous, abundant energy flowing your way. Resist putting family photos on the fireplace mantle. Now, I know this is a popular thing for people to do, but it can be suggestive of burning up the family chi, which again is life force energy, and also burning up luck and fortune. Nobody wants that. Keep your oven and stovetop clean. It represents our personal energy and financials. I wipe mine down every night before I go to bed, and it only takes a few moments to do. And if there's any spills that occur on the oven or stovetop, wipe those up as soon as you can. Do you procrastinate? Clean up those piles around the house and watch your procrastination go out the window. After you've cleared clutter, remove that energetic lingering residue by using either some incense smoke or a spray. And if you don't, that clutter may return way too easily. Have you ever noticed that, where you clean some clutter and you're like, oh, the space feels so good, I have more space now, and the next thing you know, you turn around and you're like, wait, clutter is building up there again. It's because there's energetic residue sitting there, so you want to clear that. So clear the clutter and then use a spray and or some smoke to intentionally remove that lingering clutter energy. Find more tips over on my socials. I'm on Threads, Instagram, and Facebook. Right now, I have 31 days of easy-to-do tips, and with the Chinese New Year right around the corner, this is a great time to do them. So head on over there, scroll my feeds, and find 31 easy tips to do in your home. And for a more personalized tip pertaining to your home, because not everybody's homes are the same, book a consultation. I have full consultations, which is for the whole home, or ones just for the power spots, which is your bedroom, your entry, and your kitchen. Or we can just focus on one room. So head on over to the socials, send me a message, and let's book a consultation. Thank you for listening to the first episode of the new year. I'm so excited to bring you an episode a week. And be sure to hit that subscribe and that follow and find me on the socials. I love community and connecting with you. I get so excited when somebody leaves a comment. I respond to every single one of them. Can't wait to see you around the socials and also see you next week here on Your Home Alchemist, the podcast.